Next question is going to be Marcus. No, let's do Pedro Gutierrez. PedroGutierrez Jr. Gutierrez Jr. Date of birth, 9/20/57. It's all today's date, by the way. 3/20. 29. 3/30. 3/30/2024. Our patient is a 66-year-old gentleman, marketing specialist, divorced, no children, lives by himself. He suffered a hemorrhagic bleed in 2013. Since then, has had right-sided weakness, but he's quite able to take care of himself. He understands his medication. He knows his medication. Period. He's a smoker and has extensive history of alcohol abuse in the past, but has not done either one for the past 5 years. Period. In the paragraph, he was very non-compliant with his medication when the stroke took place. He said he actually had a bleed while he was riding his bike, motorcycle. Family history: mom died of brain aneurysm, stroke, dad died of prostate cancer. COVID immunization is up to date. He's originally from Gary, Indiana, but has been living in Texas most of his life, he tells me. Surgery, right knee surgery, hernia operation times two. Review of system, his weight has been stable. He uses a walker, has not had any recent falls. He's getting much better with using a walker. Has had no nausea, vomiting, no hematemesis, hematochezia. He's not bowel and bladder incontinent. Reports no evidence of aspiration. Allergy, penicillin, medication, Neurontin 300 BID, Norvasc 10 milligram once a day, Ritalin 30 milligram once a day, Norcortin 325 up to 4 times a day, Lisinopril 10 milligram a day, Metformin 500 milligram BID, Singulair 10 milligram a day, Seroquel 100 milligram at night time, Zoloft 50 milligram during the day, Ambien 10 milligram a day. Recently, about 6 months ago, is the last time he finished a course of antibiotics. Ceftriaxone, Flomax 0.4 milligram at bedtime, and valacyclovir 1 gram as needed for recurrence herpes simplex type 2. Oh, by the way, past medical problems: put down hypertension, intracranial bleed, right-sided weakness, diabetes, allergic rhinitis, depression, anxiety, decreased sleep, and BPH and herpes simplex type 2. An exam: his O2 side is 98%, his pulse is 64, his respiration is 18, he's febrile. Heart positive, swollen positive, still lungs, furunculi, abdomen, soft neck, shows no JBD, skin shows no rash, no logical right sided weakness noted. Assessment number one: 66-year-old gentleman, status post intracranial bleed in 2013. Number two: symptoms are improving, they're not getting worse. Number three: has not had any recent falls. Number four: no aspiration. Number five: O2 sat stable. Number six: blood pressure controlled. Number seven: he does have diabetes associated with diabetic neuropathy. Next one is anxiety. Next one is depression. Next one is decreased sleep. Next one is herpes simplex recurrence on valacyclovir. Next one is BPH. Thank you.